Miss Yarra da Bursi.
Ave Satana!
Hail
Satan!
Greetings, heathens. Welcome to another episode of Hail Satan. We're a podcast exploring Satanism, culture, and life in general through the eyes of modern Satanists. My name is Joseph Rose. I'm a member of the Satanic Temple and founder of a little group called Satanic Delco.
And I am Darcel Ruff. I am a member of the Satanic Temple and also a member of Satanic Delco.
How's it going, Darcel?
It's going.
Are you a little nervous?
I'm a lot nervous.
Guys, Darcel is a little nervous on the podcast today. So much so that she's now made me nervous.
Sorry.
It's all right. We're here today to discuss parenting, specifically parenting as it pertains to being Satanists.
Yes.
You've got some experience being a parent, Darcel?
Just a little.
What do you got going on?
I have four kids. They are age 17, 15, 7, and 6.
That's a lot of kids.
It's a lot of fucking kids.
So you've got four kids. Are your kids aware of Satanism at all? Maybe I'm jumping the gun here, but let's start there.
Absolutely. So my teenaged kids, I did speak with them in pretty good detail when I decided to follow the Satanic Temple. I have a really awesome set of the tenets hanging in my library, along with my membership. My little ones, they are not quite as aware, but they're not really into religion yet.
Yeah. The little ones are how old again?
They are 6 and 7.
Yeah.
My youngest daughter runs around saying Hail Satan all the time. So
nice.
I think nice. She's into it.
she's in.
I think she just thinks it's fun and yeah. She throws up the horns.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is good fun.
I mean, look,
that's how it started for me in, I don't know, the early 80s when I was just a kid and had no idea about Satanism, of course. I was just a kid and had discovered like the Shout at the Devil album and random inappropriate shit that my mom showed me. And I thought it was great before I even knew what was great about it. But yeah, it does seem like something that a kid could latch onto, you know, especially a kid with maybe a little bit of a rebellious seed planted, I think, which was the case for me. All right, guys. So we do have some listener messages in this case. So I normally read a few messages that were sent in from listeners or members of our Patreon. But this time, a little while back, when I was first considering doing an episode on this topic, I posed the question to the members of Satanic Delco, do you guys have any thoughts on parenting as Satanists? And we got a whole bunch of messages. So I just grabbed a couple of those to read. And so I'll do those now. We've got one from Ian. He says, I can't truly speak on the satanic side of parenting because of my limited knowledge, but I do try my best to raise my daughter to be a good human being, to not be a dick, also to accept responsibility for her actions, embrace her accomplishments, and give no thanks to the imaginary deities like Sky Daddy. I've based a majority of my own beliefs and path through life on many different pagan and Western cultural examples and try to pass that down onto my daughter. Pretty cool, Ian. Thank you for writing in. I probably butchered that fucking message, but my apologies. We've got one from Francesca Franklin Gentili. She writes, I have not experienced much of Satanism with my daughter yet. She isn't old enough to really ask any questions about God or death or anything like that. But generally, I think parenting as a Satanist will allow me to give my child more freedom in exploring her beliefs and what gives her hope in this world. What do you think of that one?
I think that is wonderful. It's a great outlook.
Sounds good to me, Frankie. Keep doing what you're doing. And we've got one more from Brianne. She writes, I was raised Catholic and in my late teens got hooked on science shows, specifically anything related to the cosmos. I can relate. I seriously get hooked into any fucking space show. I eventually felt that my upbringing and beliefs were incongruent, but I never hate on past religious immersions For my four-year-old, some members of my family talk to him about God casually, and I'm okay with that because he's not going to ever get that perspective from me. I believe viewing other perspectives is not a bad thing, and he can make up his own mind and conclusions whenever he wants.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. I totally agree with that in my own parenting. I think it's important for kids to learn all about all religions because religion is a personal choice. It's not, yeah. I don't feel like it's something that should be forced on anyone.
It is.
My children will always.
It is not. I do have some feelings about that. Before I get crazy into them, let me remind everyone, we do have a website and I have to say it. Okay, guys, can you take a moment to visit HailSatanPodcast.com? If you go there, you will find links to our social media stuff, a place to send us an email, which I encourage you to do, and a link to join our fun Patreon channel where you can support the show and blah, blah, blah. Okay, Darcelle.
Yes.
Before we dig into the rest of all of this, I want to make sure to mention that you have sort of taken it upon yourself within the group at Satanic Delco to sort of form a little Satanic Moms group.
Yes, this is true.
Tell us what this is all about.
So we kind of branched off, not separated ourselves, but we have our own little Facebook group of Satanic Mamas or Satanic-ish Mamas and what we endearingly call our baby Bat Mitz. And we just support each other. We have little outings. We've done park outings and a fun post-Halloween fire pit outing. And we just come together, again, to support each other. And, you know, we're all very like-minded and feel extremely comfortable with each other, even though COVID's kind of keeping us from going out as much as maybe we would like to.
Yeah.
We still come together, and it's like we've never been apart.
Yeah, that's really fun. I don't know how it first happened or came to my attention, but it seemed like such an obvious, great idea to do. I mean, we have tons of women in Satanic Delco, and lots of them are moms. And so why the hell not? I mean,
absolutely. The common theme is that we don't necessarily jive or have the same ideas or ideals as a lot of the other parents that we come in contact with,
yeah.
You know, in schools and other types of groups.
Sure.
So it's really nice to have, like I said, a like-minded group of moms to hang out with.
One of the most important parts is that sense of community, just the relationships that are formed, all the different kind of relationships that people have, and just based on feeling like you're in maybe a safe space, that's one way to put it, or just a group of like-minded people where you know at the end of the day you at least have this one thing in common, and that kind of opens the door to, you know, getting to know each other and finding more things.
Totally, totally. We all have a lot in common.
Yeah. I hear a lot of similar stories when we get to know each other, you know, this kind of background, these kind of experiences, this feeling about things. A lot of us come from a lot of the same places, even though we come from so many different places in life. But that's really cool. So Satanists out there, if you are members of a group or collective of some kind, or if you're out there running one of these groups, maybe consider it. Consider a mom's group, and we would like it to be named after Darcelle.
Oh, no.
Can we have the Darcelle Memorial Satanic Mom group? So how about you, Darcelle? Let's start there. A little bit of your background that got you to Satanism to begin with, and maybe how your parents played a role or not in getting you there.
Sure. So I was raised Roman Catholic by my parents. My mom is right off the boat from Italy. She came in elementary school with her parents. My father is from down south. He was raised in Mobile, Alabama, but they're not extremely religious. Their family is, I guess, kind of like Baptist-y, but they're not very overly religious. My father, when I was maybe 11 years old, kind of became born again. He went to church every Sunday, was rebaptized, went through all, you know, those his sacraments, and my parents got remarried under the Catholic Church.
Did your dad do the baptism like in a body of water, like the whole thing?
So we just dip our heads. Yeah, we don't get in. So he did all that. When I was around 14, I learned all of the fucked up shit the church was into. Mm. Through school and whatnot, and decided that that was not what I was into.
Just, wait, did you say, was this religious schooling?
No.
Okay.
Like just through regular public school. And so that turned me off of the Catholic Church. You know, you have to pay to go to heaven and, you know, all the other ludicrous ideas that they came up with. Yeah. So I, through a bunch of friends, learned about Wiccan and grabbed a bunch of books on the sly, and I was reading about it, and that sounded fucking amazing. You know, they don't believe in one God. They believe in the power within themselves and are very one with nature, and that is me to a T. And so I very respectfully approached my parents, and I said that I would really love to practice Wiccan, and that I would like to have some sort of altar in our basement and out of the way. And I got a hard fuck no.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering how that was going to go.
Yeah. Hard fuck no.
Wow. Jeez.
So my dreams broken and shattered. And, you know, back then it wasn't like today. I couldn't just go online and, like, you know, find a different community to be in.
Yeah. Get all your Wiccan friends.
Exactly. So I was like, fine. You know, I just.
Where did that stuff even first come onto your radar?
Through a friend.
Just you had a friend who was into it, yeah.
Yeah, she was really into it. And I don't know how much I, even back then, believed in magic as witches believe in magic, mm-hmm. but I definitely believed in the power of in myself and the power of nature and all of that sort of stuff. So anyway, I fell hard at that point into, you know, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And
this is like early teen years.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Early teen to late teen. One thing led to another, and enter Tyler. So that is Tyler is my eldest son. And at that point in my life, I wasn't religious in any way, shape, or form, but I wanted to do what was right for my kid. Mm-hmm. I was always a very devoted mother, and I just wanted whatever it was that was right for them.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, my parents being Roman Catholic and yada yada was like, well, this is what's fucking right. You're going to raise your kids as Catholics. Mm-hmm. So he was baptized. All of them were baptized. And I was like really trying to be a devout Christian mom.
How did you feel at that time when you felt a bit of pressure to do it that way, like external pressure?
Oh, yeah. There was no other option.
Right. meaning if you were to have support from your family, that was required.
Pretty much.
Now, while you were going along with all this, were you having any internal conflict between, like, do I believe or do I not believe? Or were you already set, like, I don't believe?
So I don't think at its very basic, you know, components that the Catholic Church is bad. There's a bunch of really awesome rules to live by, and there is good in it. But there's also a lot of bad, like not accepting people because of their sexual orientation, not accepting people because they, you know, have had a divorce, all of that stuff.
Well, even before you get to all of the dogma or the rules or the specific stuff of any denomination, I guess it all starts at the top, right? It's like a belief in a God.
Correct.
And people always have these phases where they believe, they don't believe, they're not sure if they believe. You know, where were you at that point?
So I was okay with the idea. I don't know how much I believe in a higher power. It just was the thing.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't really actually put much thought into it, I guess.
It had just always just been the there. Thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So I raised my kids, you know, Catholic, did all the fucking things. I sang in the fucking choir. I was all in. drank all the fruit punch. and agreed to disagree with the things that I didn't,
sure,
you know, that I didn't jive with. then, maybe 4-ish years ago, when all of those allegations were coming out about, you know, what the priests were doing and all of that stuff, I couldn't do it anymore. I decided to be this devout Catholic person because it was what was best for my kids. But then to come and find out that they're hurting the very people that I was in it for,
yeah.
I couldn't do it. So I actually, that summer, was going to sign Nico up, my youngest son, for his like CCD thing. And there was just no fucking way I could write that check. I couldn't do it. And yeah. That was it. That was the last time second to last time I even walked into a church or anything with the church. I was done. Couldn't do it anymore. I did go to a church, and you know, that was another thing. I lost all feeling for anything beautiful that the church has. It's a gorgeous building. Yeah. You know, it has really good teachings. But those things no longer, I just didn't feel it when I walked into that building.
Yeah. They've not done themselves any favors over the years.
No, sure.
I mean, any, I guess, but in particular, it's easy to point out the Catholics, I suppose, for all the obvious reasons. That, yeah.
Yes. So I walked away. And then a few years later, I found the Satanic Temple through Satanic Delco that popped up on something, social media.
Oh, really? That was your first?
Yeah. Yeah. Really? So once I saw that, and I'm not someone who just jumps into things, I like to do my research and make sure that it's the right choice, especially something as personal and important as religion.
Yeah.
So I spent, after seeing like the first like Satanic Delco thing that I saw, I spent like that week like looking up Lucian Greaves and listening to his lectures and reading some of the things that were online, some of the articles and papers that he had written, and, you know, really making sure that this was something that I wanted to do before I just jumped in and did it. And then I sent you a message and said, hey, what's up?
Sweet. Yeah, that's cool. It never occurred to me, starting the group and letting it spread around a little in the early days, my idea was that I was just, I don't know, throwing up the satanic bat signal for people who were Satanists and just didn't know there was like a group locally or wanted there to be one, wished there was one, things like that. It never really occurred to me that it would ever be the first exposure to Satanism for anyone. It just wasn't an idea.
Yeah, absolutely. So
I've heard a bunch of people say that now. And I'm like, wow, I had no fucking idea that would happen.
So I was aware of like the Anton LaVey type of right. Satanism,
yes.
Which in high school, you know, I was very goth and had same. A bunch of, you know,
yeah.
satanic friends. And I was like, you know what? That's like a bunch of shock value stuff. Like yeah. I could not really get behind what they were doing or saying or, you know, that religion. It was just shock
seemed
value.
Seemed a little. Yeah. Like so many, especially older people, you know, older than like people in their 20s, I guess. My first exposure, of course, was also the Satanic Bible. I found it kind of randomly in the bookstore. But of course, once I examined it over the years, as I got a little older, you know, it didn't really jive with the more sensible,
no.
more adultish version of myself. So yeah, luckily the Satanic Temple came around when it did. So looking back on all of those early experiences with your parents and everything in particular, you know, I don't know about if you've ever done this, but for me, when I realized I was going to have a kid, you know, I have one son. And when I realized I was having him, you know, I started having these feelings sort of reflecting on my parents and my experience being a kid and how was I, what was I going to do? How was I going to do this job? And I didn't have great relationships with my parents, in particular my dad. And as a dad-to-be at that time, I had settled on this idea that I'm going to use my experience with my father as my roadmap of exactly what not to do. Like, I'm going to go so hard the other direction from the way my relationship was with my dad. And put simply, my relationship with my dad, for the most part, didn't exist. He was not really a major factor in my life at any time. And I never had a whole lot of feelings about that, at least consciously. But when I was learning, when I learned I was going to be a father, I started to think about it a lot. And I thought, I'm going to be the total opposite of this. I'm going to be super dad. I'm going to be all up in my kids' business all the fucking time. You know, there's no chance it's going to go that way. Would you say, looking back, that your parents served as more of a good example in parenting, or are they more of an example of, I don't want to go the way they went?
No, my parents are fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Nobody's perfect.
Of course.
We all suck as parents.
Yeah. Fucking winging it at best.
Absolutely. But my mom, she's a pain in my ass, but she's also one of my close friends. Right. And my father, he's not always around, you know, but he's got his own life and his own things. But he wasn't a bad dad. He was a good dad. He was a little more strict than I was happy with as a teenager.
Sure.
But I'm pretty sure there's a lot of fucking people who have the same thing to say. So
I would imagine. That's a common story. Yeah. So you have good relationships. You look back on that generally fondly.
Absolutely.
Great.
Yes.
Good. Nowadays, you know, you explained you had pressure from your family when you had kids early on.
Yeah.
But now a bunch of time has passed. And how has that sort of panned out over time?
So it depends on who we're talking about. My grandmother, again, off the boat, Italian, she is Catholic. That's it. In the morning, she watches church. On Sunday, she goes to church. Before COVID, I'm pretty sure she went to church Saturday and Sunday. Not a week goes by that she does not visit church. And when she can't, like I said, she watches it on TV. Wow. She can probably verbatim sit there and do the whole mass in Latin.
Really?
Yes.
That's
she
deep.
Is hardcore.
That's deep.
She also has the same, you know, ideals and whatnot that the Catholic Church has, which I can agree to disagree with or just ignore.
Sure.
She has yet to find out that her oldest granddaughter is gay, so that's going to be fun.
Is she aware of where you're at?
She has no fucking idea.
No idea.
I love my grandmother to death, but I'm not quite sure that she will ever know.
Yeah. Your grandmother.
Yes.
Yeah.
My grandmother.
Yeah. How about your parents?
So my father, he's like on his own little world somewhere.
Sure.
So we don't talk as often as, you know, he doesn't really need to know. And I'm sure when he finds out, he's just going to roll his eyes and say, sure, whatever.
Yeah.
My mom, I did last week.
Recent.
Yes, very recent. I let her know that I was going to be, or that I was a Satanist. And she didn't really have anything to say. I think it wasn't a surprise.
Really?
It was kind of just like okay, so I hope Trump loses.
That was her stance.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
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 What did you make of that? What kind of reaction were you expecting going into that?
So I was kind of annoyed, only because I like to talk about it, or I wanted her to have more interest.
Yeah.
In
wanted
what
her
I
to
was
understand.
Doing. Yes. But it wasn't the time. So maybe, I don't know, maybe the time will come.
What do you think that was from her? What do you think she was getting as you were telling her that? Was it shock or some sort of negative, oh no, I can't believe she's saying this? Or was it?
No, I think she was like, oh, it's just fucking Darcelle. Like, yeah. I don't.
Just more of her being edgy.
Yeah.
Just freaking out.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
So maybe she doesn't even necessarily think that it's something
that's
real. Super serious.
Absolutely. Probably not.
That's where she's at.
Yeah. Probably not.
And maybe that's fine.
I mean, I was crazy as a kid. I'm still a little fucking crazy. So I just do things. And nobody really bats an eye anymore.
You know, that's funny. You know, I've only known you for a short while. We met through the group, of course. And in that time, so much of, you know, our interactions or so many of our discussions have involved in one way or another, like parenting or kids or doing some of our charity stuff. You know, so I haven't necessarily gotten a taste of this this freaking out, rebellious, crazy Darcell yet.
Oh, yeah.
It's in there.
Yeah, it's in there. Yeah,
just waiting to burst forth.
You know, when, like, there's anything in my way, I just barrel through it. Yeah. Like, I don't give no fucks.
Good.
Yes, I'm a rebel with a cause.
Good, good. And I suppose this is right where you belong.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
I mean, I'm comfortable.
It makes a lot of sense. Now that I guess your mom didn't have so much of a reaction to you, has there ever been any more discussion about it at all? Was there ever any concern for the grandkids or?
No, not yet. And again, this was very new. This was last week.
Right.
I did talk to my aunt about it, and I'm actually much closer to my aunt these days than my mom. She moved around the corner from me, and, you know, we've just hung out a lot more.
You had a similar discussion with her?
I did.
Yeah.
Yes.
So how about that one?
I told her, and she asked me why I had to label things. Why, you know, she said, why do I need to say, you know, that I'm denouncing my Catholic upbringing and no longer wanting to be a part of the Catholic Church, and I'm joining the Satanic Temple? Like, why can't I just step away from the church and not have to include that?
Not have to include the Satanic Temple
part? Correct. Yes. Oh. Yes. Saying that, you know, why do I need to say that I'm a Satanist? And I tried to explain to her in the best way that I could that the point of being a Satanist is the community and is following the tenets and mostly the community thing. That's my biggest reason for being in the temple and being in Satanic Delco and claiming that I'm a Satanist, because I'm very proud of our group. Yeah. I'm very devoted to the causes.
It strikes me that people probably wouldn't say that same thing or ask that same question. Why do you feel the need to attach this name to it if it were any other religion?
Yeah, absolutely.
If you're a Baptist, if you're just a Protestant somewhere or a Catholic, there's no question. I'm a Catholic.
Yes.
Because I am, because that's what it is. And it's not even necessarily that you have this extreme pride or anything, even that you need to shout it from the mountaintops that I'm a Catholic, but it just is. You're just sort of telling the truth.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. And the idea that you wouldn't or shouldn't comes from all of the baggage that we deal with all the time with Satanism and dealing with Satan as an idea. And it comes from the Christian Satan and the lasting effects of the Satanic Panic that still exists that informed so many people's ideas of what Satanism is, but really never was.
Correct.
And I think that's where that attitude comes from. It's just a deeply ingrained misinformation,
absolutely,
really.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Very interesting. It's funny, you know, we're having this whole conversation revolving around parenting as Satanists, and I'm way into both. I kind of have to get a lot of this information from you because my experience is an outlier, maybe, because I haven't experienced any real, certainly no family-related or close pressure around me because of my religion. I've never really been religious, or I never had any other religion. You know, I was never coming from a history of deep religious involvement in any way. You know, my family was casually religious as a kid, but I turned to the dark side super early and nobody really stopped me. If my mom were alive, she would be in the Satanic Temple now, probably. So I never dealt with that aspect of it. And as far as the parenting side goes, my experience has been so uniquely different because my son has autism and he's 13 now. So all of the typical, I don't know, expectations or points in development along the line, I can't count on any of those things. So for my son, we've never had a discussion, I don't think, of any kind related to God, religion, any of those things. It's just, he's just, I don't know, not operating in a way that that's really on his radar.
Yeah.
You know, right now, his biggest concern is the Mandalorian and you know, some Star Wars Legos. And that's just where he's at. And we've just never gotten to that point. And I don't know, I can honestly say, I mean, for anybody out there who is a parent of a kid with autism, you might relate, but I have no idea what it's going to look like. He's 13. I don't know what it's going to look like at age 20, 30, 40. I don't know. I have no way to guess where his development is going to take him and what things are going to become important or even get into his sphere of awareness at all.
I mean, I can see that, but in some ways, that's with all kids. I don't know that any of my kids will be religious in any kind of way or even give two hecks about it.
You can expect that most kids, you know, most typical people living in certainly America, you'll be aware of religion.
Absolutely.
You
know,
because it's been made so that you have to be. Yeah. You can't watch television. You certainly can't watch a politician
for sure
talk about anything without religion being involved. And even just, you know, it's deeply ingrained into culture.
Absolutely.
On every level. So it'll certainly be a thing. So I guess for me, I'll see if or when that ever becomes a thing that we need to deal with. And I'm pretty sure how I'll deal with it, but I guess we'll see when we get there, if we ever get there. You mentioned earlier, Darcelle, a concern about the general idea of religious freedom in your parenting. Mm-hmm. What does that really mean for you as a parent?
So I want my kids to feel comfortable learning about all religions and deciding what is right for them. I don't feel like it is my job as their mother to persuade them in any religious direction. I think that's a freedom. I think that's a thing that is very personal to people, and they need to be able to make that decision on their own, whether they believe in deities or they don't, or they want to be Satanists, and it has no bearing for me on what type of person that they're going to be, as long as they are good people and they are empathetic and compassionate and all those good things. Who gives a fuck what religion they're in?
Let me challenge you on this slightly. Obviously, what you're saying is it feels like the right thing, right? Obviously, we want to give our children, and we want everyone out there to have the freedom to discover what is right for them, what makes them feel the right way, and be all the things, all the important things that a religion can be for someone in their life. Is there a compromise or a consideration to be made? Since we're adults and we've taken our time already to just accidentally learn things through experience by being alive for a while, and then add in our additional studies and all the subjective viewpoints that we can add to it all, is there a way to balance knowing what we think we know about science and facts and reality and all that with the idea of, well, we can let them believe whatever they want to believe? Because there are people out there who are even adults and they believe in flat earth and they believe QAnon and they believe in God. And they believe in a lot of things that we've spent a lot of time being rational adults about that, you know, so I wonder if there could be a conflict ever.
Maybe. But so I don't think that religion and science should necessarily be a thing that are combined. That is a thing that I teach my kids. Like, I also don't believe that science and those magical things that people tell their kids should be combined. I am very upfront with my children.
Yeah.
If they ask me where babies come from, they fucking find out where babies come from.
Definitely.
Science is one thing. How you or what you decide to do religiously is a different thing. So I definitely advocate for research. Look shit up. Find reputable sources on that end. So I I mean, possibly, maybe they will decide that the earth is flat and that's what they fucking believe. I'm not quite sure there's anything that I can do to stop them.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I definitely try to, you know, push them in the science direction in that way.
Pro science. And if they just sort of decide otherwise somewhere down the line, then so be it.
Then so be it.
Yeah. You did your best.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's all we can do. All we can do is try our best and hope for the best. How do you feel about traditional holidays and all the things that go along with them? You know, obviously Christmas, Easter, all of these things. Is there any conflict there?
So
we know kids love these things. It's a big part of being a typical American kid.
For our family, for right now, we are going to continue with some of the Christian traditions like Christmas. It's important to my family, not just to my kids, but also to the rest of my family. And so, I don't want to be an asshole and be like, you know, well, fuck you, I'm a Satanist, we're not fucking doing that anymore.
Sure.
You know, and I also think that things like Christmas give a little bit of magic and wonder to a kid's existence.
Sure.
And they're...
Especially as a little kid.
Absolutely.
When you're a young kid, if you're the age where you could still believe in a Santa Claus, then, you know, you're a kid.
I personally don't see anything wrong with it. Yeah. Again, I feel like children should have a little of that magic and wonder. I think it's important. I think it promotes an imagination. And
it's fun.
And it is fun.
It's fun. Yes. Look, I'm as much of a pain in the ass to Christians as one could be. I love being the poking Satanist sometimes. You know, I don't mind playing that role sometimes. But I'm not against Christmas or Easter. I mean, Easter, I guess, isn't.
Easter is fucking huge bunny and shit. That's just weird.
Like, I enjoy any holiday where maybe there's some cool gifts.
Yeah.
I love presents.
Yeah.
You know, I love a fucking gadget.
Yeah, and candy.
You know, yeah. Yeah, I'm way into all that stuff. And I think you can just have a stupid holiday. Is any part of me or anyone I'm with celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ or the other birth of Jesus Christ? Any of these births of Jesus Christ? No, we're not. But I'll put up the fucking tree and decorate it with some bullshit and get some presents and give some presents.
Yeah, retail day.
Yeah, I'm into all of that. So I don't see any, you know, I know some folks, they take it a little more personally, and there may be some Satanists out there who don't want to include those things, and that's cool too.
Which is totally fine. Yeah, absolutely.
Everybody do your thing. But if you are a Satanist, particularly I think this applies or could be important to newer Satanists, especially those who may be coming from a background of religion, certainly Christianity, you might feel a little bit of a conflict. Like, well, I'm trying to leave this behind. I'm trying to leave this other life behind. And you can attach all of the negative ideas or feelings that you might have toward religion or Christianity and include these holidays and all these other traditions in those feelings. And that's your right. And I would understand that completely. If you're in a phase where you're rebelling against what you've just turned away from, that's maybe an intense feeling. And it would make total sense to include something like Christmas, which is the one, right? Christmas is like the big one, you know? But realistically, we also know that Christmas is so deeply ingrained into just American culture. Well, and probably culture around the world, I would say. But speaking as an American who's lived in America all his life, let me tell you, Christmas is a big deal. And people look forward to it and depend on it. Businesses depend on it in a big way financially. Absolutely. We'll see how it all pans out this weird year and how businesses do over the Christmas holiday. But yeah, it's a big deal. And I guess I would understand it either way. You know, I certainly relate personally to the idea of just take it for the secular holiday that we've made it out to be. Or if you're feeling kind of touchy about it all, fuck it.
Yeah.
No one should really be pressuring you either way. And so as far as you and your parenting goes and your relationship with your kids, you just let them have a magical Christmas.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now you have some other ideas about this concept of like magic and allowing kids to have some magic in their lives.
I feel like magic is an important part of growing up and developing an imagination and creativity that you can carry through your entire life. So while still being scientific in nature, when there is a question, I still try to allow my kids to have a sense of fantasy, as it were.
Sure. We're talking just, is this like typical kid stuff?
Yeah.
Like what?
Yeah. What? Like fairies. Like,
oh, yeah.
There's these little bugs that they're gnats that just fly around and they look like fairies with little legs.
Oh,
and
yeah.
My daughter calls them fairies. They're fucking fairies then.
Yeah. Yeah. That just general kid imagination stuff.
Absolutely.
Of course. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I'm 100% on board with all of that. They're just kids.
They're kids.
Like, how much of a high fucking scientific standard are you going to hold a kid to when they're just trying to
have fun.
A kid?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Everything's bullshit when you're a kid. I mean, your whole life is, for a typical kid, again, my son's experience is a little different, but I think for your average kid out there, so many of your days are full of just imagination and pretend play and wild shit that isn't necessarily real on any level.
Absolutely.
Our
world is so fucked. The mundane every day, I think it's important to keep a little bit of magic and wonder in your life, or else you're going to be one depressed person.
Yeah. I'm not going to allow myself to go into a whole tangent right now, other than to say, I'm going to somehow formulate a way to have an episode where I can express my feelings about psychedelics and their effect on my life. Because that idea that you just mentioned of having that magic and everything that is so important to a child, and the word you used, you know, once it drifts into adulthood is mundane. And that thing, that idea, the mundane aspect versus the magic, it's the core of what I think powers the depression that I have felt in my life over the years. That mundane feeling, it's a lack of the magic. It's just another day. I'm going to drive the car. I'm going to do the thing. I'm going to, you know, rinse and repeat every day until I'm in the dirt. That idea is depressing to me. And the reality of it got very depressing to me. And long story short, I discovered psychedelics very intentionally, and I have harnessed them in a way to fix that a little bit.
Yeah.
But that's a story for another day. But needless to say, that idea is very important, that there has to be a little bit of that magic. And, you know, Mara and I, our friend Mara from Satanic Delco, we did a couple episodes on here focused on the Church of Satan, and they lay pretty heavily. Anton loved his magic. And that word can mean so many different things to people.
Yes.
And it's loaded with a whole lot of stuff. And it really can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. And Mara and I came pretty hard on Anton for some of that stuff. And admittedly, look, I'm not going to get started on the Church of Satan again. But Anton could be a little wacky. I do appreciate him. I'm glad we had an Anton LaVey in the world. Look, none of us would be here doing what we're doing involving Satanism, probably, if it weren't for Mr. Anton LaVey, or Dr. LaVey, I should say. But yeah, magic is important, and everybody will find their balance. You know, science, facts versus whatever this esoteric magic thing is, you know? There's a lot of ways, but I think we can understand what it means to a kid watching fairies fly around and getting the butterflies about Santa coming.
Absolutely.
Santa's coming home. Can you remember how
not
fucking pumped you were? You know, how
yes.
pumped. When Santa Claus was coming, you know, holy fuck, I want this toy. I'm going to freak out. Santa's coming. I'm not sleeping, but I have to sleep because he's not going to come. It's important.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, there's always that moment in life where that magic is taken away.
Well, I don't know. I can't agree because I still believe in magic a little bit, maybe.
The Santa magic, you know, that moment that we learn, oh, wait a minute.
Well,
for real?
But for me, it's a spirit, right? I mean, not a physical, real fucking spirit, but just a feeling, a spirit of that day or that morning or whatever.
Yep.
So for me, I mean, not that I believe in a fucking fat man that comes down my chimney,
right?
But I still believe in that spirit of that day. So yes. It's still very much alive.
Yeah. And you know, I just thought of it as we were talking before. Even something Christmas is the perfect example, but most holidays, I think, fit the idea of ritual. And the way we've talked about that, when I recently did an episode with Shiva Honey,
yeah,
all about her ritual practice and satanic ritual generally, that's kind of it, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, we have these rituals, these traditions that we carry on. And even if you remove every aspect of supernatural from them, maybe we believe there's no Jesus's birthday. Maybe we believe there's no fat man, you know, no elves are making the toys. We know that there's none of this literal magic thing. It's a ritual that becomes important to us and comes loaded with so much nostalgia and just feelings. Like, Christmas is a big deal for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And even as a dude, you know, I can be grumpy about shit sometimes, you know, I take that. That happens to me, I should say, sometimes. And I'm not always thrilled about the holiday season and all of the other stuff that comes with that. But there's no denying there's a little something. Yeah. There's a little something there. It's important. And when you're a parent, you certainly want to, I guess it's all the more fun when you're a parent.
Absolutely.
You can have that sort of living through your kids.
Yes. Yeah. And see it. I don't know. Live vicariously through them on those days.
Definitely. Definitely. And you want to do your part to make sure they experience it.
Absolutely.
In the best way that they can. When you think about Christmas in April, the attitude might be more like, this bullshit. You know, man, what do I got to do with all this bullshit? But I don't know. You get a couple kids. It's late November. You start thinking about some shit. Yeah. You know, maybe there's a little... You get some expectations. You know these kids got expectations.
Absolutely.
They're like, this shit's going to be awesome. We're going to fucking decorate. You know. Yeah. In what ways does being a Satanist or satanic ideals sort of directly affect the way that you parent your kids? This can involve how strict you are, the way you discipline your kids, the way you teach your kids, anything like that.
So being a Satanist doesn't necessarily directly affect the way that I parent, only because I feel like I've always, you know, held true to the seven tenets, even before I knew that the seven tenets were a thing, or even before the seven tenets were a thing.
Right.
You know, that was just always my way.
That just means that the tenets and these satanic ideas were just a very natural fit.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes. So I can't say that they have really had any effect on my parenting. I attempt to be a very authoritative parent. So I try and support my kids and teach my kids. When they do something wrong, I, instead of screaming at them and sending them to their room, try to explain what they've done. You know, and I think that goes along with the empathy and compassion. I try to show my kids things instead of forcing them to do things. I'm very against corporal punishment in my home, hitting a kid, not cool. I hate the authoritarian type of parenting where you demand respect instead of kind of gaining respect. I think your kids should respect you, but I don't think it should be because you're going to beat the shit out of them.
Right. Yeah.
So that is like my personal parenting style.
Love and respect over fear.
Correct.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Sure.
And that was definitely the way that my mom parented. So, you know, I guess that's where I get it from. She always believed that violence begets violence. And if you're hitting on your kid, that's what your kid is going to be cool with doing. Or, you know, that they have a harder time developing rational ways of dealing with things if they're exposed to that an awful lot. So I try not to do that. I actually don't hit my kids at all. And my kids are actually pretty fucking good. I haven't had a need.
Yeah, that's good.
So yeah, I don't really feel like being a Satanist has had much bearing on my parenting style necessarily because, you know, it just kind of was the way I was anyway.
Yeah. Have you run into a case where there's been any kind of negative reaction or blowback from either you being an atheist or a Satanist, or your kids in some way mentioning something like that, I guess, for your older kids.
Yeah, I mean, not necessarily. I surround myself with people who are very open-minded and like-minded. I really don't have the time or the energy to deal with anyone else. So, I haven't come in contact with any of that. My kids have not either, but I don't know that they necessarily speak about religion in their little circles.
Yeah.
I mean, my older kids, they're like very into it.
How old are the older ones again?
They are 15 and 17.
17. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So my, like my 17-year-old, he gives no fucks. He's 17. He's just whatever. He's existing. my 15-year-old, she's gay. She has her little circle of color guard kids. Her friends are seem to be very open-minded and accepting and fun. She surrounds herself with people who are fun, which is good.
I think you mentioned your oldest daughter.
Mm-hmm. Autumn.
She's... You know, the one running around, Hail Satan, doing that kind of stuff, right? No,
my Fiorellina, my baby.
Oh, she is.
Yeah, she's a little Hail Satan.
Oh, gotcha. So, yeah, I was more concerned with maybe where the teenagers are at. Have they shown any leaning toward any religious belief or anything like that?
Autumn is really, she's been into like Wicca. Right.
Okay.
So I've given her a couple books that I've had. I ordered her a book. She's been into, you know, lighting candles and all of that and kind of harnessing her own little chi there. And I think that's a really great religion for her because it's very nature-oriented and believing in the power in yourself and within you. And they're very, accepting. And she's leaning towards that. And I'm totally cool with that.
Cool.
And even my little Fiorellina, she asked me a little before Halloween about witches. Mama, do witches really exist? I'm like, well, yes, they do.
Yeah.
So I pulled out a little book for her and she has this little like book of spells that she keeps on her desk.
That's so much fun. You know, I'm jealous just hearing about it. That's so much fun.
So yeah, I was thinking about starting some kind of small little ritual with them. You know, just a...
That's cute.
Yeah. Just because it would be cute and it would, I feel like, help them with meditation and accepting themselves and just being cool.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm not at all very educated about the ins and outs of Wicca. I don't know too much. I've got a very glossed over rudimentary understanding of any of it, barely even that. But in my limited understanding, I've always gotten the impression that it seems... for whatever reason, much more appealing or more common for women to be involved. I know some men do get involved too, but in my experience, I don't know, for whatever reason, it's always seemed more feminine in its energy or in the way it's presented.
Yeah, I can't really speak to that as to like why that is. Maybe it's because, you know, their primary deity is a goddess.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe that's why.
Yeah, I guess witches are just common in pop culture. You know, we all know about witches, you know, forever. You know, you see the Absolutely. Wizard of Oz and all these fun movies.
Yeah.
You know, you get all these things, The Craft, you know.
Yeah, it was very important to me to like show my youngest daughter, she's six, that, you know, those are witches, but they're not witches.
Right, right. Yeah. But just that idea pops up so early, the idea of witches, you know, and of course, you know, the Wicked Witch from The Wizard of Oz is probably a far cry from a woman practicing Wicca.
I haven't seen any green Wiccans.
Exactly.
But.
Yeah. So how about your oldest?
Tyler, again, he's just existing.
Any leanings toward or away from any certain religions?
No, not at all. I mean, he's a boy.
He's just, doesn't give a fuck.
No, don't give a fuck. No.
That's Mm-mm. funny.
No.
So is he an atheist?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. He's just existing.
Gotcha. All right. Well, it seems like you're probably doing a good job keeping everybody together over there. You know, that is so fun, man. I am a little jealous, you know.
You can come over.
hey, Joseph's here to sit in on this little ritual. Yeah, maybe I will. Maybe I'll check it out. They won't be weirded out at all. Sure. And you haven't had any interactions with judgy parents or anything like that? No reason for that to have happened so far?
I mean, COVID. So I don't really fucking see anybody.
Right. Goddamn, this COVID.
And again, I really try not to surround myself with people who are judgy. I just, like I said, don't have fucking time for it.
Yeah. I would just assume, I don't know when that would even rear its head. I mean, if it's not family related, I guess it could just be, I don't know, a nosy parent or schoolmate or something.
I mean, God bless them when it comes. I don't know what the hell to tell them.
They better watch the fuck out. Yeah. Do you have any other thoughts, Darcel?
No.
That's it.
I think so.
Well, guys, it would be fantastic if you would visit our website at HailSatanPodcast.com. Drop us an email. Tell us your story about parenting as a Satanist. And, you know, I always like to hear everybody's stories about how you found Satanism and what it means to you and what it does for you and all of that. Visit HailSatanPodcast.com, and we will talk to you soon on the next episode. Thanks for listening, guys. Hail Satan.
Hail Satan. Ich bin in der Ebel für die Serie.